This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Many, if not most, of the college graduates heading out into the economy this month and next will have two things in common. A brand new diploma, of course, and tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. But let's say the thought of all that debt was enough to keep you up at night. You'd do something to pay it off, wouldn't you? Ken Ilgunis did. He not only paid back all his loans, but figured out a way to get through graduate school at Duke and come out the other side debt-free all in just 2 years. And all he had to do was live in his van. His book about the experience is called Walden on Wheels. Ken, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Tell me about this van, man.
Well, I should say I'm not living in it anymore, but for 2 years I lived in a 1994 Ford Econoline van. It was big. It was burgundy. It was $1,500, and it was creepy, but I lived in it.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say, and it was nice, but you didn't. There are a whole lot of things to talk about this book, because it's fascinating and a little weird and interesting all at the same time. I guess maybe the first question is, why did you do this? It seems a little extreme.
For the previous 2.5 years, I had been paying off my enormous $32,000 undergraduate student debt, and I was taking a lot of odd jobs. Mm-hmm. And on that journey to get out of debt, I learned two things. One was that I never want to go into debt again, and two, I wanted to go to graduate school. But how am I going to go to graduate school and not go into debt?
Right.
And that's where the van comes in.
Tell me about your day. You wake up in the van at whatever time it was, and, you know, it's 40 degrees outside, chilly and wet, and you say, okay, here we go. What happened next?
It's actually a little different than just living in a dorm. I mean, it's tighter. It's a little more cramped. It's probably a little smellier. At first, though, it was a pretty terrifying experiment at times. I was constantly worried and paranoid about getting caught by campus security because I just wasn't sure how they would handle someone living in one of their parking lots. So I was living in my van in secret, doing everything I could not to get caught.
But that in and of itself seems to me puts a lot of stress on you, right? I mean, it seems to me that there is a stress and a loneliness and a not normalcy that all imparts.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of sacrifices, but it was better than going into debt. For almost the first year, I didn't tell any fellow students about my experiment, and it was incredibly difficult to form relationships. You don't realize it at the time, but where we live comes up in conversations pretty quickly. I would have to tell a preposterous lie or duck out of the conversation because I just did not want anyone finding out what I was doing. I was just determined to get my education and to get it debt-free. And if that meant I'd have to spend a few lonely nights in the library or the van, so be it.
I want to pick up on the riff you do on Thoreau sort of throughout this book and in fact, in the title, Walden on Wheels. You know, it's the thing about Thoreau is that he left the woods, right? And he left saying he's got other lives to live. Where are you on that? I mean, are you going to live those other lives now?
Oh, for sure. I recognize a lot of the shortcomings of living in the van, and it's totally worth it for trying to get through grad school or going on a cross-country road trip, but it's not something I would want to do permanently. Like Thoreau, I just had other lives to live.
Ken Ilgunis, his book is called Walden on Wheels, about living in a van while I was in graduate school at Duke. Ken, thanks a bunch.
You bet.